nothing's wrong. I was just wondering if you wanted to go for a fun little night swim. I know it's after curfew. That's what makes it fun. Everything is more fun when it's against the rules. Please, go swimming with me. I walked all the way across the camp, all alone, in the dark, to your cabin so that I could ask you to come. If you don't come, I will have risked my life for nothing. Yes, I risked my life. A mountain lion could have killed me on my way over. Or that one really bossy camp counselor guy with a scowl and the pocket knife. If he saw me sneaking around camp past curfew, my body would be at the bottom of the lake right now. Please, let's go swim. You know you want to. No, not in the lake, in the pool. We can turn the pool lights on so that the water glows that beautiful, bright turquoise color. Every time we've gone swimming this summer, the pool has been crowded with other campers. And you've got the lifeguard blowing that ear-rupturing whistle every 5 seconds. It's so loud and crowded, it's not fun. But right now it's quiet and peaceful. We'll have the entire pool all to ourselves. And we leave camp tomorrow, so this is our last chance. Please, 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 please. Yes. Okay, get out of bed quietly. If you wake anyone, we're screwed. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Yeah, I know. I know. I got the door. We would make excellent burglars, you know. If the whole college thing doesn't work out, I think we've got a good fallback. The camp really is kind of spooky at night, isn't it? Look at all the fog in the trees. The stillness. Here we are. Let me just unlock the gate. Yeah, I got a key. I'm friends with a really good locksmith. Or maybe, just maybe, I pickpocketed it from Mr. Scowlface. Shh. Are you impressed? Oh, I have my ways. All it took was a little distracting, if you know what I mean. A hair flip, batting my eyelashes, a little tongue action. No, I'm kidding. I stole it when he was standing in the cafeteria line. Okay, mission success. And now let's find the breaker box so that we can turn on the pool lights. I think I've seen it somewhere over here. Aha, here we go. How do you open this thing? Do you just... Oh, there, that was easy. Now we just need to figure out which switch is the correct switch. There are like 5 to choose from. The red one looks promising. Why not? Do you think it's some kind of nuclear missile trigger that's gonna set off a huge explosion and end the world as we know it? Then why can't I touch it? Okay, fine. Then what do you suggest we do? This one? On the left, are you sure? Okay, if you say so. But if I get electrocuted, it's your fault. Wow, it worked. And let there be light. How did you know that? Well, you have good intuition, my friend. You just saved the world from mass destruction. You should be proud. Oh, let me close this thing. So, now we swim. I dare you to jump in. No, I dare you to first take off your clothes and then jump in. How about I push you in? You said you're still like half asleep right now, didn't you? That's a sure way to wake you up. Okay, since this was my idea, I suppose it does make sense that I go first. Do you want me to give you a little striptease? This is what I did for Scowl Face so that I could snag the key. Ready? I'm kidding. I did not give Scowl Face a striptease. I will give you one, though, if you ask nicely. In all seriousness, we probably shouldn't jump in. Just in case it's too loud and someone hears it. We should just take the steps. Ooh, that's colder than I expected. Yeah, but it's not bad. Well, what are you waiting for? Your floaties? Hurry up and join me. I don't want to do this alone. Thank you. I feel kind of bad that you have to swim in your underwear. Sorry. I'm sorry. This is a very spur-of-the-moment thing. I was just lying there in my cabin. Come on, get deeper in the water. Come over next to me. I was just lying there in my cabin, staring at the wall and thinking about how tomorrow morning we'll be on a bus heading back home. And I just really, really wanted to do one last crazy thing before I say goodbye to camp forever. So I tiptoed out of bed, I changed into my bikini and threw on a jacket, and I headed straight for your cabin. Because what's the fun in doing something crazy if you can't share the experience with someone else? We're not gonna get caught. Okay, say we do get caught. I have an out plan for you. I'll say I kidnapped you and forced you to swim with me. I mean, it's not that far from the truth. Aw, are you saying that you want to be here? Oh no, you're already developing Stockholm Syndrome. I thought this might happen, but I didn't think so soon. You're not even that worried about getting caught, are you? Summer camp was specifically designed so that troubled youths like us can run wild and free and get all of our rule breaking out of our system before the school year starts up again. That's crazy to think about, isn't it? That in just a couple weeks, we'll be across the country from each other at different colleges. I can't wrap my head around it. We'll keep in touch. Oh, sure. I just mean, in the 4 years we've known each other, we've never kept in touch. We've never been very good at that. When every summer comes to an end, we both go home and we don't talk at all until the following summer when we're both back at camp. And honestly, I kind of like it like that. We don't feel like we have to maintain this long-distance friendship throughout the school year, texting each other stuff like, "Hey, what you doing? Not much. How about you? Not much." Texting is still not the same, and you know it. I hate it. You can't read tone in a text message. You can't read someone's facial expression. I don't want to use emojis. They're too cutesy. And even with emojis, there's no eye contact. There's no intimacy. I don't like phone calls either. I don't like FaceTime either. I'm not trying to be difficult. It's not the same. It's not the same. No, it's not better than nothing. I don't want a friendship that fizzles out all the time. I want a friendship that can restart right where it left off and feel like no time has passed. Okay, I like it like this. I like us. You cold? You've got goosebumps. Aw, poor baby. Here, I'll warm you up. I'm a little cold too. Oh, no, it's my turn. Thanks. We've been standing in the exact same spot this whole time. Maybe we should move around, get our blood moving. That'll warm us up. Want a raise from this end of the pool to the other? Want to play mermaids? Oh, come on. I used to play mermaids all the time with one of my childhood friends at her grandma's house. Her grandma had this huge pool, one of those really big ones with like all the rocks around it and a waterfall. And my friend and I would go into the garage and grab a bunch of random antique things that had been boxed away. You know, like an old broken pocket watch, like candlesticks, a flask. And we'd toss the items into the water, and then we'd dive in and pretend to look for them, like we were mermaids exploring a sunken ship. Now, I don't have a pocket watch, but I do have the old rusty key I used to open the gate. That could work just as well. Why won't you play mermaids with me? What happened to the little kid in you? You're so jaded. Maybe I can come visit you in the summer. We can start a new tradition. Just because we won't be at summer camp doesn't mean we can't still hang out every summer, right? We could go camping. We could sleep under the stars, roast marshmallows, tell ghost stories. It'll be just like here, except we won't have any adult supervision. Say that we'll do it. Say I'll come visit you. Say that this doesn't have to be over. Okay. Then it's a plan. This is nice. The moonlight, the quiet, the crickets. The coyotes? Was that a coyote? Told you this would be fun. Are you glad I dragged you out of bed for this? Me too. I've never seen so many stars in the sky before. Is beautiful. We should just float on our backs and stare at the constellations for a while. Hang on, are you even looking? Don't look at me, look at the sky. Here. What am I doing? I'm tilting your chin up so you can admire the stars. There you go. Pretty, huh? And now I'm tilting your chin back down so that you can admire the dazzling creature standing before you. Hello. I'm gonna miss you when you're 3,000 miles away. It'll be a whole year until I see you again. It's too long. Then give me something to hold on to. Any second, I feel like that stupid lifeguard whistle is gonna cut through the air. Hey, you two, no kissing in the pool. Is it weird that I like the possibility of getting caught? There is nothing sexier than the element of risk. You know, this kind of does feel like the beginning of a horror film. Everyone knows that when two characters are making out, it means they're about to get murdered. Any second now, Scowlface is gonna emerge out of those trees with his pocket knife and we'll be done for. That's a little too much risk for my liking. Okay, let me ask you something. It's a serious question. Does my hair look green to you? It does, I swear. Mostly the ends. It's because of the chlorine. Chlorine can give blonde hair a green tint. I forget how exactly. I think when there's like traces of metal in the pool water, which there always is, then the chlorine and the metal oxidize and then it turns your hair green. Anyway, a few days ago, I started noticing a green tint, but I wasn't sure if it was just the lighting, but now, looking at it in the moonlight, I'm pretty sure it is green. I kind of like it, actually. You look good. You look very good when you're wearing very little. Not think of a more perfect way to end the summer. It feels like everything has been leading up to this moment. Every second, every word, every look, every breath. I'm not even really worried about what happens next. I just want to live in this moment. An idea. We should carve our initials into a tree. Yes, leave our mark here. Okay, how about that really big tree that looks like it has a face? The one right by the blackberry bushes? Oh man, I should have stolen Skullface's pocket knife for this. Might have to do a striptease after all. Kidding. Does it really bother you when I say stuff like that? I'm not smiling. I don't think it's funny. I think it's sweet. You are all I think about.